There's a great song by Orange Juice, I want to say, that goes, rip it up and start again. And sometimes it's really good to just rip it up and start again. Hello, I'm Kate Cocker, and this is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. Now, I'm not talking about just pressing explode on something when something's not working in your life, but I am talking about that take a step back and do the basics again. I'm going to relate it to some physical training that I'm doing at the moment. So I've been working loads on some upper body strength recently, a move called toes to bar, where you're hanging on a bar and you swing your feet up and touch your feet to the bar. And I've been working really hard on that to the sacrifice of some of my leg strength. And I've decided that in June, I'm going to do a 26-mile walk for charity for Macmillan Cancer Care. And it would be really easy as someone who, you know, regularly goes to the gym to think, oh, 26-mile walk's going to be fine. I'll just turn up on the day and do it. I probably could. But I tell you what, I'm in my mid-40s and I know that my legs won't cope with that much impact for 26 miles without any forethought. So I'm starting on a program. I'm starting on a leg strengthening program where, because it's low impact and for a long time, my body needs to focus in on the little muscles, I call them. So there's a lot of leg stability going on. No kind of heavy weights, which is what I thrive on. And lots of what I would consider to be quite dull. But, you know, I'm working on the little muscles. Similarly, I've got a Taylor Swift gig to go to in June. And my daughter is a massive, massive Taylor Swift fan. And I don't know all of the words to all of the Taylor Swift songs that she's going to play on that night. And my daughter does. And I can't bear the idea that I turn to my daughter and she is mouthing all the words perfectly at me and I don't know what they are. And so I'm doing the same thing. I've sort of started again, like a teenager. I'm playing one song a day over and over again. And then at the end of the week, I check in to see if I've learned any more of the words. The little focus. In both cases, I'm doing the reps, I'm starting again, and I'm going back to the basics. And in both cases, I'm already seeing improvements. It seems so silly, doesn't it, that the little bits, you know, the focus on the one song for a day, or the do the stability exercises, which are literally kind of standing on one leg for a little while until you feel sort of like you've done enough. It's more than that, but that's how it is sometimes, can really impact the bigger picture. In June, I'll be able to sing most of those songs, I hope, word for word with my daughter and experience that enormous connection that means so much to me and to her. At the end of June, I'll walk that 26 miles and be able to focus on enjoying the day and not worrying about whether my legs are going to be able to hold up and if they're going to ache really badly the next day. So today, if you have some big picture stuff that you are struggling to get right, you know, maybe you've got a relationship you need to work on. Maybe there's something at work that you're doing all the things that you normally do and you're not quite getting to where you want to go. Today, I'm going to say this to you. Try ripping it up and going back to the basics. You'll find something there, I promise. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Everyday Positivity. In the meantime, have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.